Well, I desire an interest in your prayers this morning.
I find comfort in the verse that said that he's a very present help. Very present help. That means that on Sunday mornings when it's time for the preacher to get up and the preacher feels so very dependent on the Holy Spirit for help because he doesn't have anything on his own to reach the hearts and souls of people, Jesus Christ promised that he would help us, be a present help in the times that we have need. So I desire an interest in your prayers this morning and want you to know how desperate that I am every Sunday that God would meet with us, that he would speak through me as an empty vessel, that I would forget those thoughts that were my own thoughts, and that he would bring to my remembrance whatsoever things he has said unto me. I'm encouraged this morning with a message titled, "You Have Been Chosen." Actually goes along really well with a lot of the thoughts that Brother Dion brought out this morning. I was encouraged by that. Have you ever been told that you've been chosen? Maybe for something that you've never forgotten. I remember one time when I was in my, must have been my early 20s. I got this letter in the mail, official business. And I opened it up and it was notifying me that I had been chosen for jury duty. And didn't know really a whole lot about that. But one day I got the call and I'm also told that it needed to be given very high priority. This needed to be given very high priority. This thing that you have been chosen for. Well, of course, I'm thinking about all the other things that I have to do and at home and work responsibilities. And one day, sure enough, I get the call. And so I go in and there's this courtroom full of people, lots of people. And everyone was given a number. And I was sitting back there looking at all these people. And pretty soon they rolled this thing or put this ball that rotated, that was hollow. Maybe you've seen them before. And it had numbers inside. And so this lady stood up there and she turned this ball around and these numbers are, you know, they're all tumbling around. And I'm looking at all these people and I'm thinking, surely there is no way that I'm going to get chosen out of all these people. I'll be going home. There's just a few people that they need of all these people. Well, you guessed it. Sure enough, I was chosen. They pulled this number out and said number or whatever, and I'm looking at my number, and I'm thinking, did I hear that correctly? Did they really just call my number? They called my number. They chose me, not knowing who I was, and pretty soon they dismissed most of the people that were in the courtroom. And there was just a few people left to potentially make a life-changing decision for an individual. And sometimes I find in life that we are chosen for things that we don't expect. Sometimes we're chosen for things and responsibilities that we don't feel like that we're ready for. Sometimes we don't feel like we're up to it. We don't feel like we're qualified. We maybe there are responsibilities that we don't want. Sometimes we're chosen for responsibilities that indeed have the potential of changing somebody's life. Well, I suppose one of the greatest surprises and responsibilities ever given is described in the first chapter of Luke. I'd like to read a few of those verses this morning. And we'll start on the 26th verse, Luke 1 and 26. It said, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou hast conceived. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Yes, I imagine that was indeed a surprise, a responsibility that she never, ever dreamed would ever come. A responsibility to carry the Son of the living God. I don't think as Mary was growing up, she ever contemplated that perhaps I will carry the Son of God. The scripture said here that would reign over the house of Jacob forever. That she would carry one that would bring forth the hope of a gospel. That if accepted would bring eternal life. And if rejected, would bring eternal death. Nevertheless, she was chosen. She was chosen by God, and she accepted this calling with faith, and she accepted this with purpose. This morning, brothers and sisters, you too are highly favored. You too have been chosen. God has looked down and has called your name. The Lord looked down and He considered all of the names, if you will, in the ball of this world. Not as numbers, but as living souls. And I believe that the Lord looked down and saw people who many times believe that I'm not that important. I'm not that necessary. I have my own trouble. I'm so unworthy. Perhaps, surely the Lord, with all that He has to attend to, doesn't notice me. But you know what? He did and He does. And the Lord reached down and He began to pick every single person until every single name was called. Every single person was chosen and called by name, and no one was left out. Isn't that incredible? that the Lord would do that, that He knows us, that He calls our names. I believe that the Scripture bears out that God, He has called us as Mary carried the physical form of the Son of God. Jesus is calling now you, every single one of us, to carry with us His Holy Spirit in our lives, which is alive, and it's real, and it means something. God has called all of us this morning to be a temple of the living God. He has chosen us that we would carry His Spirit within us, that we would then go out into a world and show Jesus Christ, take the gospel of Christ to a world that is full of people that are needy, people that are without, people that are spiritually dead, that they might see Jesus Christ through your life. Why is it that so often we feel like, I don't make that much of a difference? I'm not really that important. I'm just a failure in my life. Surely God doesn't have a special place for me. I want to tell you this morning that by the Scripture of the Lord, every single person is important. Everybody has a place. And you have been called to carry with you the Spirit of the living God to the world. Scripture said, a chosen generation. You have been chosen to be part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called who? Everyone else out of darkness into His marvelous light? No, it says that have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Are we worthy of such a calling? No, none of us are worthy, including Mary. Mary wasn't worthy, but nevertheless, she was chosen by the grace of God, and nevertheless, you have been chosen. Every single person in this room has been chosen by God to carry His Spirit, that He might work through your life, talk to you as an individual. Folks, listen, this is not like the Lord wants to get a big group of people together and say, okay, all of you have been chosen, and then the Lord gets up here with a loudspeaker and a mic and speaks exactly the same thing to everybody that's in a general assembly. No, God has called you by name, and He wants to come and fill you with His Spirit and talk to you personally, that you might know how to be a light to those specific people that are around you in your life that maybe are not influenced by everybody else in life. But He knows the people that are in your sphere of influence. There are people in your family. There are people that you work with. There are people that are your neighbors that nobody else works with. They're not neighbors to anybody else. They're not anybody else's brothers and sisters. And the Lord has called you. I want you to fill a place. I want you to fill a responsibility. Sometimes we say, well, don't look at my life. You live your life, I'll live mine. I don't want to be responsible for other people. God has chosen you. He has asked us. He has invited us to be filled with His Spirit, to carry with us the very Spirit of God, that we might have a part in His plan to reach those that are in so much need that are around you and me. If you are those people that were in need, wouldn't you want those around you to be faithful to you? If they were the ones that God was had something and said, hey, Rod, I have something especially for you to give, this person next to you. And if I draw back from that, oh Lord, surely there's somebody else, but I'm the only one that the Lord has put in that place at that time. God doesn't want us to take this casually. He doesn't want us to view this as something that's just a general call to action, and then we're just all kind of on our own to go as we see fit. No, the Lord would like to speak to your hearts. He would like to talk to you personally and individually to be able to reach those people that He wants to reach that are in your sphere of influence, not other people's, but yours. Sometimes we wonder, well, how does the Lord see me in the midst of all that is going on? Have you ever gone outside on a really clear night, get away from the lights, and you look up in the sky and you see millions and millions of stars? Have you ever wondered how it is that here is Earth and here are stars all around us? Sometimes we think that they're just above us because we just look up. Does anybody look down to see stars that are here? Have you ever looked down to see a star? I've never looked down. I always look up. And you can start to feel like that the stars are only up, because I don't look to the side. I just look up. There are stars up, below, to the sides. We are in the midst of this grand universe. Here is Earth. And here are all of these things that have the capacity to destroy us so quickly. If the sun gets just a little closer, if it gets just a little farther away, we'll either burn up or we'll freeze to death. If the moon gets outside of its orbit just a little bit, gets a little farther away, doesn't go around the earth, maybe at just exactly quite the same speed, our oceans, tides will begin to change. If one of those millions of stars that are out there decides to take a trek towards Earth, we can be done for in a blink of an eye. And then you look at all of the creatures and the order of life, and you begin to think about all of the vastness that is so much greater than we are and so much more than the number of people on Earth. And then begin to recognize that the God that we serve understands every single power that works in the universe. He understands every creature, great and small, and He has His hand over it, keeping everything in perfect order and harmony. Day after day after day, we can't even create a clock that can keep time like this vastness of the universe, and yet God does. And you begin to look at that, and the Lord, I believe, in His wisdom, He puts things before us, examples that we can look at to help increase our faith that, yes, indeed, God does know who I am. He knows every star in the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper, and every single one of the unnamed stars He has a name for. And He has a name for you. And He has a name for me. And He has a place for us. Those stars that are out there, He has a place for them. He has a place for the planets. He says, this is where you need to reside. This is where you reside. You're going to orbit here. This is your place. And they all have a special place in the order of God. And whether we want to take this responsibility or believe it or not, God also has a very special place for you in His plan. You think, not me. Yes, you. You have been chosen. And so the question this morning, the question of the hour is, will we accept the invitation to be part of His plan? Will we, that have been chosen by name to carry His Spirit in our heart, to go out into the world and share this gospel that has the potential of making such a change in the lives of other people, will we too carry it as Mary did, as Noah and Abraham and all of the other heroes of faith took the responsibility, the God-given call that was issued to them, took it to heart and took it out into their life and said, Lord, I'll go, send me. Lord, I want to be faithful. Lord, I want to be faithful to these people that are around me. Lord, I want to be faithful to you. I want to have a place in your kingdom. Take courage this morning. The Lord is not leaving you by yourself. He knows your name. He knows your need. He wants to help you with the need that you have in your life so that you can also help others. I'd like to encourage you this morning with in the 41st chapter of Isaiah and the 10th verse. Well, we'll read a part of the 9th verse. He said, Thou art my servant. You are my servant. I have chosen thee. I have chosen you and have not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You've been chosen. You haven't been cast away. Don't be dismayed when you look inward at your own life and you feel like, Lord, I don't have anything to offer. Lord, it just seems like I have so much need in my own life. Yes, we all have much need in our own lives. But God has chosen us to do more than serve ourselves. God has chosen us to fill a place in His plan to reach other people, to sit at a particular spot at His table, to be able to feed on the food from His Spirit and use what He gives us to then take that as light to those that are in the world. Well, sometimes we may ask, chosen exactly for what? What exactly, practically speaking, what am I supposed to go away this morning and do with the message that I've been chosen? I've been chosen to carry with me the Spirit of God. What exactly does that mean practically in my life? Well, there's a lot that could be said about that. The Word of the Lord says a lot about that. But this morning I'm impressed to leave you with the words of the Lord in the 8th chapter of John. And in the 8th chapter of John, there were those that came to Jesus and they were asking Him, Who are you? In the 25th verse, they asked Him that question, John 8 and 25. Then said they unto Him, Who art thou? Can you imagine being before Jesus and saying, not having the advantage of having the gospel as we know it today, say, Lord, who are you? And then He tells us that He is God, that He is the Son of God, that He is the Creator. I don't know about you, but very quickly some of the next thoughts that come in my mind, that if I'm standing before the Creator, and I'm the created, then that necessarily means that I have some responsibility, doesn't it? To the Creator, if I'm the created. And these people, no doubt, some of those thoughts were going through their mind. If you say you are who you are, and it's true, Lord, what does all of that mean? What do we do with that? And He answered the question in the 31st verse. He said, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Lord, what is my responsibility? Lord, if you've chosen me, what do you want me to do today as I go out these back doors? What do I do with that great responsibility of being asked to be filled with your Spirit and to go into the world and carry the light of the gospel with me? What do I do today? And Jesus said here in this verse, he said, continue in my word. Continue to do what you know is right to do by the word of God. Did you know that sometimes I believe we allow the enemy to way overcomplicate this? The enemy might, we might. And it's like sometimes we live our lives and we can get in this dark place where we feel like, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I feel like I don't have purpose. What does the Lord really want me to do? And sometimes I feel like we're waiting for the Lord to speak a loud voice out of heaven and call our name very loudly and say, Rod, I want you to get up and I want you to go 10 miles to the north and then go 1.5 miles to the east, and then I want you to do this and then that and then follow that up with this. Yes, the Lord, sometimes He does that. The Lord does that. In fact, probably in all of our lives, if you live for the Lord very long, He calls you somewhere. And sometimes those calls are not easy. They're not easy to follow. Sometimes they take you a long ways away from home. Sometimes they take you far outside of your comfort zone. But He says, trust me, I haven't cast you away. I'll be with you. And if you live for Him very long, He'll speak to you in some of those ways. But you know, a lot of times, what the Lord is calling us to do today, this hour, when you leave the chapel today, continue doing what you know to do is right according to the Word of God. Can't we all do that? It wasn't meant to be complicated. It wasn't meant to just choose some that were in some positions of authority or visibility and everybody else is just kind of a number. God has chosen everyone by name, and He wants us to be faithful to continue on. Continue from where? Continue how? Continue from where you are today, right now. At this hour, if you know to do right, if part of the word of the Lord has been revealed to you, do that. Some people get disillusioned because they're looking for something else. And because they don't find something else, they let go of what God has already given him. The Lord said, be faithful with the things that I've given you. And I'll give you other things to be faithful with. God wants us to continue on. And what happens is that as we continue doing what the Word of the Lord says, doing good to others, being kind to others, endeavoring to be a peacemaker, being merciful, giving ourselves to hungering and thirsting after righteousness, being willing to be different from the world, not just, if the world is red, we're going to be blue. And if the world goes up, we're going to go down just so that we can be different. No. Be willing to follow the word of the Lord even when it is different from the world. To the point that we are willing to be looked at as a peculiar people. That we're willing to be faithful. To continue on. And if we will do that, it will lead us into more light. It will be a life that leads us to light. And it will be a life that leads other people to light. And every single one of us here can do that this morning, y'all. Everybody that is here this morning can continue to do what you know to do is right, can't we? If you know to do is right, the Lord's saying, do it. Continue in it. And if you'll continue to do what you know is right, and then when you find those things in your life that I touch with my finger in your life, and you say, yes, Lord, now I know that I need to make a course adjustment. Lord, I will do it. I will continue doing what I know to do is right. Make adjustments where you reveal where adjustments are needed. This scripture said, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This morning, the Lord, the King, He calls for you. What will our answer be? Have we accepted? Will we draw nigh, or will we draw back? Or perhaps we close our eyes and we close our ears and we say, does it really matter? Do I really matter? Probably not. And then rush on with the current of so many that are going contrary to the word of the Lord. Let's not do that. That isn't the call today. The King has called your name. We have been personally chosen to carry the Holy Spirit with us. And if we will be faithful to continue in His Word, so that our testimony is, Lord, here am I, send me. His promise was is that if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I want to be in that number today. I want to be in the number that is faithful to the Lord. I want to be in that number that continues doing what I know is right. I don't want to overcomplicate my call. I don't want to overcomplicate my purpose. I don't want to listen for a voice that will never come. I want to listen for that still, small voice and follow the word of the Lord as He has given it to me. And every one of us this morning can be in that number. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.